The CBO analysis fits pretty well with an analysis that we have done on Colorado, and specifically on Colorado Medicaid. The biggest issue in this bill, just like the biggest issue in the Affordable Care Act, is Medicaid. That's a program that covers about one in four Coloradans now, and it focuses mostly on low-income people. There's a lot of kids in there, also some older people who are in nursing homes and have spent down their savings, disabled people, and then some able-bodied adults that the Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid to. This bill would, first of all, repeal that expansion for mostly for able-bodied adults, and then it would also cap spending for those other groups, and that would have the effect of, in real terms, reducing money for Medicaid in Colorado through the next decade and more. So we predict, we've built a computer model, we project that there would be about $15 billion less funding for the state of Colorado over the first decade this bill took effect, and about 630,000 people would lose their insurance through Medicaid, and most of them would not be able to afford to get insurance on the private market. So we would see our uninsured rate go way, way up, and the state legislature just would not be able to find $15 billion. It's just not a doable thing for them.
Granted, 25% of the state being on Medicaid is a huge number, but for the other 75% of people in the state of Colorado who have private health insurance, maybe they aren't paying attention, or maybe they could be thinking, well, this doesn't impact me, but this is wide-ranging and it seems to impact
Sure.
everybody. So what are some of the other impacts aside from Medicaid on people in Colorado?
Right. Well, another big group in Colorado that gets government health care is Medicare. There's a tax on Medicare that went on high-income earners to fund Medicare that the Affordable Care Act put into effect. This would repeal that tax, and earlier projections have shown it would accelerate the day when the Medicare trust fund runs out of money, which would mean they would have to make some sort of changes to the Medicare program or raise some sort of tax in order to fund it. So that day of reckoning is coming by the middle of the next decade if this bill passes. Second, a minority of people who have private insurance get it straight through an insurance company, what's called the individual market. And the Affordable Care Act gave subsidies for folks who make, say, less than $50,000 a year to buy in that market. This bill keeps those subsidies, but it makes them less valuable, and it reduces the number of people who can get them. The income test would top out around $42,000. So some people getting help to buy insurance right now wouldn't get it anymore. That's going to affect mainly older people, lower-income people, people in rural areas, exactly the type of folks who can't afford insurance already under the Affordable Care Act. Those will the studies that we've looked at show it's going to get worse, and the Congressional Budget Office shows that as well, that a lot of people would not be able to afford insurance anymore.
And getting back to the Medicaid question, when people don't have basic health insurance, they very often rely on emergency rooms for that primary care, and that raises the cost of healthcare for everybody.
Sure. Yeah. We're, the reason we harp so much on insurance coverage is because over the years of studying what makes healthcare work, really we see insurance as the first step, and it's only a first step in becoming in getting to have a healthier life, and then just a healthier society as a whole. Once people are insured, then they can go and see the doctor. They can get some untreated problems solved and get on the path to longer-term health. After that, they can learn better how to use care, how to access this really complex medical system we have, how to just have a healthier lifestyle. It all follows kind of a path that starts with the first step in getting insurance. we've done pretty well in this state in the past few years in reducing the number of uninsured. We estimate there's about 350,000 people in Colorado who didn't have insurance, and that's half the number that it was a couple of years earlier. We're now looking at going back to pre-Affordable Care Act, where, say, 1 in 6, 1 in 7 Coloradans didn't have insurance. And that's going to mean people walking in the doors of hospitals are no longer paying customers, and hospitals will have to eat those costs and possibly pass it on to the rest of everybody else.